Hey, what's up? This is Aaron. Welcome back to the Kahale Ola Massage Podcast. Today, we're going to continue our series on discussing different types of massage styles, and we're going to get into one that's kind of important to me since I'm in Hawaii, and I am part Native Hawaiian, actually. It's Lomi Lomi. So it is a Native Hawaiian style that was brought by the Polynesians. The thing about Lomi Lomi is that there is a spiritual aspect to it. There's a prayer aspect and use energy. They ask for the help from like the old Hawaiian gods and stuff. So because of this, like 1886, if I'm not mistaken, American missionaries who are here banned Lomi Lomi as a practice. It went underground. And so in 1947, the Board of Massage was established to regulate massage and Lomi Lomi. You had to take a test to be able to do massage, but because some of these practitioners, they've been trained, the skill was almost given down generationally from the elders, the kapuna. A lot of times, you know, one kid in the family was taught, and that's how Lomi Lomi was handed down. 2001, actually, the state of Hawaii passed an act called Papa'ola Lokahi, and that allowed Lomi practitioners to practice without licensure under law. So they could do it as a religious practice, but to, let's say, get paid or whatever, you need to actually take the state licensure examination and, you know, be recognized by Western rules. So Lomi Lomi is, as I said before, Lomi Lomi is, you know, it is strokes. It almost feels similar to a Swedish, but you do use your forearms, use elbows. You know, you use a little bit of pressure. So it has a flow like Swedish. It is very, it can be very relaxing, but it also, you know, can be invigorating. You know, like I was talking before about my, the teacher that I had at AIMT, George Kahn, he did a lot of Lomi with the Swedish. So it was not just, you know, the basic Swedish techniques, but on the back, you used to use your forearms, your elbows. So you can kind of create a little bit more pressure. Like for me, when I use it, it's, Lomi and Swedish are almost interchangeable when it comes to like the long flowing strokes. So for me, when I do Lomi, you kind of build. We had two instructors at AIMT, two other instructors that kind of taught us a little bit, not necessarily advanced Lomi techniques, but, you know, stuff that they were taught from other teachers. And so for us, it was kind of the basic rule of three where you go light stroke, medium, deep. So you kind of progress through the steps as you're doing Lomi. So you figure out what's wrong, you kind of address it, and then you really get in there. So, you know, you use lotion, you use oil, so because you need that glide, but you also need to, if you do find a spot, you know, get in on it, work on it. You know, there are schools in Hawaii that, you know, they train in Lomi. I think there's one on the Big Island, and then there's one on Maui, too. It's real old style way that they learn. It's, you know, you learn to live off the land. It's kind of, so like I was saying, it's a religious practice, but it's also almost a lifestyle change if you want to really practice Lomi. Like the thing, you know, I don't want to say this, but you know, they've kind of bastardized the Lomi massage to where it's kind of, it's a Hawaiian massage or whatever. It's a Hawaiian style. But in truth, it's a religious practice. It's spiritual. It's more than that because, you know, like you're getting your power from a higher power. So you have to be a clear conduit for that. And that's why, you know, like when you go to these schools on the neighbor islands, you don't touch anybody for like a couple months, they said. Like you work off the land, you live off the land. So you have to really cleanse yourself of all the things. And then and only then are you able to actually do Lomi. So I've learned strokes, but I haven't gone to those classes. I'd want to, but I think it's a real, like I said, it's a real lifestyle change. So yeah, that's Lomi Lomi kind of in a nutshell. So next time around, I'm probably going to get into one of the more popular upstart types of massage, and that's a Thai massage. So I'll talk to you guys later.